This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Some passengers were injured today when a Turkish plane skidded off the runway at an airport in Istanbul and crashed into a field. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Authorities say some passengers sustained injuries and some others were seen being evacuated through cracks in the plane. Television footage showed serious damage to the plane, with the fuselage appearing to be smashed into three pieces. Turkish NTV television reported the plane caught fire after skidding and the fire had been extinguished. The plane, belonging to low-cost airline Pegasus, arrived from the city of Izmir. Turkey's transportation ministry says the plane was carrying 177 passengers. Flights are being diverted to Istanbul's main airport. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The day after delivering his State of the Union address to a joint session of Congress, U.S. President Donald Trump today expects the announcement of not guilty in his Senate impeachment trial. The only real suspense is whether any Democrats will join the Republicans in their solid support for acquittal. Here's AP correspondent Sagar Magani at the White House.
The final vote will come several weeks after the House impeached the president on two articles.
He's been impeached forever. They can never erase that.
But with the GOP-led Senate all but certain to acquit the president, White House Counselor Kellyanne Conway is mocking House Speaker Nancy Pelosi.
He will be acquitted forever, beginning today.
While a majority of senators have said they're uneasy with the president's actions toward Ukraine, there is nowhere near enough support to do what the Senate has never done, remove a president, which requires a two-thirds vote. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Self-styled Venezuelan interim president Juan Guaido is scheduled to meet with President Trump at the White House next hour. He was a presidential guest at the State of the Union address. Guaido has so far failed in his campaign to gain the ouster of Nicolas Maduro in Caracas, despite widespread international support from dozens of countries, including the U.S.